Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. It is time. The time for 7.5 ways to flirt with a guy. Flirting comes up a lot with women, and I've noticed that in a lot of the questions and the things I get on the forum and just the personal questions I get through email. And by the way, I would recommend if you do have a question, please post it on the forum at the site. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com, go to the forum, and you'll see there's plenty of things there. Of course, I would definitely recommend that you dig into the community a little bit and, you know, post your thoughts and feelings for other women. I find that it's one of the best ways to even figure out your own situation. You're going to get a lot more confidence about your own abilities just by being able to help other people with their questions, especially with your expertise. And if you've been with me for any amount of time, I know you're getting good at this stuff, aren't you? So flirting, what is flirting? Well, most women, especially the ones I've helped, tend to they approach flirting from the wrong direction. Now, what I notice is they put too much pressure on themselves to succeed. And that's the biggest problem when it comes to learning how to flirt with a guy. All right, this whole success orientation. Now, the main reason behind this is that they lose sight of what flirting means in the first place. So let's take the chance here to get back to basics. Here's the textbook definition of flirt. To behave in a way that shows a sexual attraction for someone but is not meant to be taken seriously. Okay, there's the first reference to not taking it seriously. And the next definition is to think about something or become involved in something in a way that is usually not very serious. In other words, oh, I'm flirting with the idea. Or, and the last definition is, to come close to reaching or experiencing something. In other words, you're flirting with disaster, right? Now, if you notice there, there's this lack of seriousness behind this concept of flirting, and even a dose of, well, disaster at the end, yuck. But like I said, women who put too much pressure on themselves to flirt successfully with guys are missing the point. So what is the point then, Carlos, you might ask? Simply this, fun. Remember what it was like to, as a kid, to goof around with the neighbors or goof around with kids in your neighborhood, whether it was in softball in someone's backyard or having imaginary tea or playing cops and robbers, there was one thing in common. The outcome didn't matter. I listen to my kids, and it's funny, my little girl, she will, her name is Aria, and I'll listen to her, and she's always saying, pretend we're doing this, pretend you're that. It's like she's setting up the rules by saying, just pretend. There's nothing serious about this, just pretend. And I think that's the way we need to approach dating and this whole flirting thing too, is pretend it really doesn't matter because it really doesn't matter. When you think about it, flirting with a man is basically the adult version of playing pretend, right? The moment you get too serious about it or you get too caught up in making it work, then the magic fades and it becomes a chore. To really flirt with a guy, you need to make it a fun game for him to play. The less pressure he feels, the more he'll want to play along and get into it with you. Now, from a psychological standpoint, getting a guy to play the flirting game with you rests on one important factor, and it's known as the push-pull principle. Women who are masters at flirting are natural at using this. In a nutshell, it's about creating romantic tension to generate strong feelings within a guy, and then you get him to act on those emotions later on. The push part of the flirtation equation, I like that, I might use that. I'll use that again somewhere. It involves putting some emotional distance between the two of you. Once the tension's high enough, you'll be able to pull him back, and guess what? He's going to love it. It's this tug of war that we really dig on, the flow of energy back and forth. So it all boils down to playfully giving hints of attraction to a guy, but leaving healthy room for intrigue. Once you've created an air of mystery, you'll create that tantalizing does she or doesn't she vibe that men simply can't get enough of. Soon enough, it's going to flip that switch in his head that's going to make him go, oh yeah, it's game on. Mastering the art of flirting isn't that complicated once you've broken it down, and that's why I'll give you the best ways to create that fun, flirty atmosphere and get him to play along. So let's dig into a few tips here without making this too much work, all right? Turn up the romance tip number one, talk with your body. When it comes to communication, especially the flirty kind, what we don't say is what really counts. Really, the things you don't say. We often take for granted that our body sends a ton of unspoken messages that feed into other people's subconscious. Now, this actually makes up a huge part of the attraction game, so you need to use this to your advantage. For example, leaning in his direction is a subtle way of telling a guy, come closer, I don't bite. And when you're having dinner with him, the way to handle this is to avoid leaning back too far in your seat. I see this body language in women quite a lot. And that gives a guy the impression that you're disengaged and that you're withdrawn. And if you're just not in it with him, all right, you're not risking anything. You're kind of keeping that, oh, I don't know, that speculatory look of I'm not gonna risk anything here. And it really does. It can ruin the feeling of flirtation. Primping is another inviting but under the radar gesture that you can use to pull them in. Now, this is the act of grooming by making minor tweaks to your appearance, right? You ever caught yourself running your fingers through your hair or straightening out your blouse when he's nearby? Well, that's a girl's way of telling a guy that she wants to look good for him. If you're feeling a little bold, you can make the first move by initiating physical contact. Ooh, I know, scary, right? Now, a good way to do this is just, again, don't take it too far, but you can accidentally brush against his hand or arm. Guys, we totally dig on that. It's like electric charge when that happens to us. And what this does is it basically communicates that you're okay with touching him and inviting him to do the same. Think of it as being like an unspoken green light that can raise the stakes ever so slightly. Now, of course, you can't expect to attract a guy with body language alone. So what's next? Conversation. And that brings us to the next tip. Tip number two is find the right stuff to talk about. Now, you might think all the guys talk about is football stats, other women, guy flicks, action flicks. Well, okay, those topics actually do interest us quite a bit, but we usually discuss that with our buddies. With the small exception of women who do get into that stuff, chances are you might not be into guy stuff yourself, okay? You might be into some of it or not all of it, but whatever. How do you get on the same page as him if it's not your interest? Well, if you ran into a guy during an event or at a venue of some sort, it's a good idea to make an observation about it, okay? Casual observation is one of the best ways to make a connection with a guy. Starting off on some common ground is a great way to connect with him in a very natural way. This is the way the comedians work. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they tend to make funny observations. That's 90% of a comedian's job, is to see things that we see all the time, and we all go, oh, you're right, I totally see that. You know, like, let's say you're at a music festival or some sort of concert or something, and then, you know, there's a bunch of bands playing, and you could try saying something like, okay, well, I'm not sure if this band should quit their day jobs yet. But give it with a hint of smile, no meanness there necessarily, but just a little playfulness. Anything that can kickstart a friendly little chat is going to give him the signal that he needs that it's okay to talk to you. Most guys are just kind of hanging back, waiting for that signal that says, it's okay, you can talk to me. And again, most women are giving off signals that say, I'm not sure. And of course, what we have there is a stalemate, a deadlock where we don't invest ourselves. Now, if you're already on a date and you want him to think romantic thoughts, you can introduce the topic in a more indirect way. To do that, you can try describing something romantic that you saw on TV or happened to a person that you know, and follow it up by asking him his own thoughts about it. For instance, you could tell him something like, hey, a friend of mine got engaged last week. During their weekend getaway at the beach, her fiancé had asked the resort staff in advance to draw a beautiful Will You Marry Me graphic in the sand. And then as they were walking by the shore, he kept talking about how much she and the relationship meant to him. And by the time they got up to that spot, it was already a done deal. You see what you did there? You set up the first part, right? You basically set that nice story up. And then you can wrap it up by asking him, do you think that was over the top? Or are most guys into making romantic gestures like that? Now, the great thing about this is, I got to tell you about this, is that you're not technically trying to get romantic with him. You're kind of keeping it a certain distance, right? You're bringing up the topic, and that gets the gears turning in his head. And by the way, believe it or not, guys actually love good proposal stories, because that's one of the things guys know they're on the hook for. Okay, how to flirt with your guy. Tip number three, use your thumbs. And not like that. In this day and age, texting is absolutely essential. It's pretty much as natural as breathing for most people. So obviously you're going to connect with your guy on the phone at some point. And this is another perfect opportunity to make things fun for both of you. Remember, playful is still the operative word here, so you need to keep up the fun atmosphere via texting. I often tell women to connect with their guy by giving him a nice text, a text to wake him up in the morning. Try a morning text like, what do you and my coffee have in common? You're both totally hot. You know, with a little smiley face after it, of course. Or if you're not up to that level of familiarity yet, keep it simple. Hope your day isn't as crazy as mine. This rush hour is something unbelievable. However, if there's some sparks there already between you two and you want to take it up a notch, sending him a little less than subtle text is absolutely fine. You can say something like, aw, look, a big bowl of popcorn and a Netflix queue, but no cute guy to share it with. I might have an opening next week, though. Applications are being taken now. Or applicants are welcome. Something like that. With any luck, you know, he's going to take that bait and he's going to take you up on your offer. It doesn't take much to prompt a guy. We're going to jump on an opportunity. And that brings us to date night, and you want to be dressed for the occasion, don't you? Okay, then, keep listening here because we're into strategy number four, dress for flirting success. Of course, having a fun-loving personality is part of flirting with a guy, but you also need to pay attention to the packaging. Now, that being said, you need to ask yourself, does your wardrobe convey who you are in the best possible way? And more importantly, does it tell a guy that you want him to notice you? If you want to get a flirty attire going, just remember that you don't have to be too obvious by showing too much skin. Most of the women that I've coached, they used to think that they need to be really revealing, really sexy, and sometimes a little slutty just to get that message across, and you don't. Trust me on this one. In my experience in dating women and talking to other guys about wardrobe, I can tell you that men actually prefer a good balance of restraint with a little dash of, well, naughtiness for good measure. I'm not pretending to be an authority on fashion here, but I have a pretty good grasp on what men like to see. I've got a pretty good taste myself. So to begin with, you need to pick a look that makes the most of your features, like your killer hips, or maybe you have some eye-catching cleavage, or maybe you get that round little tushy. Now, I'm not pretending to be an authority on fashion here, but I have a pretty good grasp on what men like to see. To begin with, you need to pick a look that makes the most of your features, right? If you don't put enough effort into playing up those attributes, you're going to risk going unnoticed in the eyes of the guy that you're into. And we know nothing's worse than that, right? Nobody likes to be ignored. Look, it's not slutty, it's sexual. And men do need that. I advised Karen, a female client of mine who was having trouble with this, to ask for another woman's advice. And here's what she said to me in her last email. Carlos, you couldn't have been more right about updating my look. My cousin, who works in the PR business, was the perfect person to ask because of her work. With her help, I figured out a quick and easy makeup routine, and I found the right kind of cosmetics for my face type. Plus, she also helped me pick out a flattering wardrobe that made use of my long legs and hid my short torso. We came up with a few outfits that I could wear throughout the week, which was made up of soft materials and an eye-pleasing color combo. Oh, and a lot of my dresses show off a hint of cleavage, just to keep things interesting. So what I'm getting at here is that men appreciate a lady who understands that looking your best is a premeditated effort. Yes, we know that you're doing this on purpose. We figured that part out for ourselves. Guys worth your time will also put in the same energy to look as sharp as they do. Now, as long as you make it clear that your style tells the world that you're interested in meeting quality guys, well, then you're on the right track. And that brings us to the next part of flirting. Flirt like a pro. Tip number five, it's all in the eyes. Look, your peepers are very much, oh my God, I can't believe I just said peepers. Your eyes are just another often overlooked area for serious flirting. We all know that you can read so much from a person's eyes, but not many of us put that knowledge to good use. Here are a couple of quick but devastatingly effective ways to pull them in with your eyes. Check them out in a classy way. When you make eye contact with a guy from across the room, don't look away too quickly. Instead, ride the edge and lock eyes with him just a fraction of a second longer than you would anybody else. This actually makes a huge difference when it comes to flirting. On the surface, it'll seem like an afterthought to him, but your flirting signal will register in his brain. Now, if you can, follow it up by looking back at him one more time after you look away. This is the important little step that they always leave out. You see, some women I know even like to give a guy a quick head-to-toe scan, you know, that look up and down after making eye contact. All of this happens in less than a couple of seconds, but you've just let that guy know that you're very much into him. Now, how to get your message across, number six, use the right words. We already talked about having a conversation with a guy, but if you really want to step up your flirting game, you should also know about the specific words that will hint at your feelings for him. Every guy will have his own quirks and unique personality, though, so I'd rather not give you stock phrases or, you know, the pickup lines to guys that might sound phony or rehearsed. Instead, try using words of flattery. The truth is that men like having their ego stroked, within reason. Yes, we're only human, and we love having a girl compliment us. However, it can't be some generic run-of-the-mill line, or else the words won't really resonate. You have to find something you genuinely like about him and point it out. That way, he'll know that you're paying attention to him. That's what real flattery is all about, and it's the biggest ego stroke of them all. Just think of all the reasons why you like him and put it into words. Don't fish for something that sounds corny or weird. Just be real. You know, stuff like the way he dresses. Throw out a quick compliment like, hey, nice shirt. That color really works on you. It doesn't work on a lot of guys, but you pulled it off. Or it looks like someone went tie shopping last weekend. Nice pattern. You have beautiful eyes. Very simple one, but again, many women are going to feel a little intimidated throwing that one out there. Now, that last one might seem like a stretch, but consider the fact that almost never, okay, do guys get complimented like that. And that's what really will make an impact on him. How to attract him, tip number five, is, of course, flirt with your attitude. Remember the emotional distance I was talking about earlier? You can hold a guy back for a bit by not being available for him all the time, and that's a good thing. We know this tactic. We know it's hard to get. We don't want women to think we're desperate losers who wait around all day to see you. So we keep living our lives as normal, even if we're infatuated with a particular girl. Gradually, though, it's going to be pretty obvious to her that she's our top priority. In the beginning, we'll play our cards close to the vest. Now, here's the thing. Two can play that game. Women can keep the mystery going for a while by not dropping their priorities, their other priorities in life, if they're seeing a guy. Don't make it painfully obvious to him. Don't make it painfully obvious to him that you're willing to change your plans on a dime to accommodate his last-minute requests. This is part of the flirting game. Keep living your own life as if nothing's changed, and he'll want to know what it is you're up to when you're not with him. This isn't manipulation, okay? It's just that you shouldn't disrupt your life drastically because you met a new guy. Learn to say no every so often, okay? Learn to say no every now and then, especially if you've already made other plans in advance. Give him another day that works for you, and then let him meet you halfway. This is a good way to set the pace in your relationship to be, right? And it tells him that you're not easily won over. Of course, you really do need to have other stuff to take care of. You have to have other stuff going on in your life. Don't just pretend it. Bonus flirting tip 7.5 is flirting with your coworkers. Now, man, I gotta tell you, I know this is a tricky one because people are divided on the issue of mixing business with pleasure. On one hand, the thought of hooking up with somebody you like at your job is exciting. There's a little thrill there, but there's plenty of pitfalls to be found in flirting if it doesn't work out. Things could get awkward, you could risk embarrassing yourself, and the truth is that a lot of people get together and meet at work, so you just can't avoid it either. I mean, I've met so many girlfriends from working with these people, okay? So if you're ready to take a chance, here's a quick guide to flirting with your coworker. Apply everything you heard from me so far, just turn it down a couple notches. All the tips on body language cues, making eye contact, wearing the right outfit, giving compliments, all that stuff works on a guy in the office. But you just need to use a little more restraint to avoid attracting unwanted attention. Think demure and restrained. Speaking of which, save your flirting for when there aren't prying eyes around. You don't want to be the subject of gossip, and you don't want to piss off any jealous female colleagues. Watch out for those catty girls. Plant the seeds at the office, but save the fireworks for when you're outside. You can start flirting with a guy in the workplace, but you shouldn't escalate things too far while you're on the clock. Wait until you're in a non-work situation to do the full-on flirting, and then tone it down again at work. The contrast of hot and cool really does drive guys crazy. Take it from me, firsthand, I can tell you that that really does work. Invite him then to a non-work related event to take it further, okay? A good excuse is asking him to go to some place that you're going to anyway with your other friends, or even better, if you have a mutual friend at work who's having a party or a social activity, it's a perfect chance to ask if he's going to that same event. Now, I confess, I've used this one quite a bit myself. Flirting with men feels like rocket science a lot of times, but it gets easier. And you'll probably get a little tongue-tied, you'll fumble, you'll mess things up along the way. That's okay. Remember, this is not serious. It's a learning process, like everything in life. If you aren't making mistakes, you aren't taking risks, and that means you're stuck in your comfort zone. You gotta dial things up to get things started with a guy. But what if you could make it easier? What if you could get him to respond to your flirting signals faster? Well, like it or not, some guys are pretty shy. They might be afraid to get rejected, which is a very common fear with guys, and they need a little encouragement. And then there's guys who've become defensive around women for another, you know, one or other reasons, and their previous relationships probably burned them. My advice is this. You can bypass a lot of the BS. You can quickly discover how to create fast intimacy. All right, you can actually create irresistible desire in a man. You just need a blueprint to his heart and soul, and you can do it in a short period of time. The best part is that he won't have a clue what's going on. He'll already have fallen for you by the time he realizes it, and by then it's too late. If you want to know how to create that kind of irresistible desire, then go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible, where you will learn my secret little love spell that will make him feel that irresistible desire. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. I'll talk to you again next time.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.